ballgame back here in Minocqua at the Lakeland Ice Arena, and the Lumberjacks trailing 1-0. But boy, I'll tell you what, the pace of the game was dictated for much of the first period by the East Lumberjacks. They outshot Lakeland by 7 shots, and I'll tell you what, Mike Moustakas, he plays for the Kansas City Royals. Alex Moustakas, the goaltender for Lakeland, had 16 saves, and I'll tell you what, at least 10 of those were high-pressure saves on hard, good shots, some of them from point-blank range. The Lumberjacks put all kinds of offensive pressure on Moustakas and the Lakeland defense, and the Lakeland goaltender has kept his team with a 1-0 lead here. The only goal of the game came at the 11:43 mark of the first period, an unassisted goal by Jack Dern, who skated it from out on top down into a high slot, fired a shot that stayed on the ice, and I'm not sure that Corbett saw it all the way. He picked it up late and slid over, but the puck just snuck in between his pad and the right post, and it's 1-0 Lakeland with the lead. The winner of this game, as we mentioned, takes on Owosso West on Thursday night at Marathon Park. If East will pull this game out, we will have that game for you on Thursday. DC Everest undoubtedly will play on Thursday night. I can't fathom that Tomahawk will be able to stay with the Evergreens tonight. That is our second game of our doubleheader right here. And with a win tonight, Everest would move on to take on Stevens Point on Thursday night at KB Willett. The other half of the bracket has Rhinelander playing at Mosinee tonight, and Merrill is at Ice Hawk Arena in Stevens Point, taking on Stevens Point Pichelli. The winner of the Rhinelander-Mosinee game will face Northland Pines on Thursday night in Eagle River, and the winner of the Merrill-Pichelli game will travel to Vanigo to play the Vanigo White Lake squad on Thursday night as well. Wisconsin Rapids has the night off as well tonight. The Co-Valley champion and the number one seed in sectional number 4 awaits the winner of the Black River Falls Toma game. They're playing tonight in Toma. Some of the other first round games tonight around the state of Wisconsin: Sparta is playing Viroqua, La Crosse Aquinas going up against Reedsburg, Sauk Prairie taking on La Crosse. In the sectional down near Milwaukee, in the northern part of the Milwaukee area, there are actually 4 games on the schedule there tonight. Milwaukee Hamilton is playing Brookfield East. Grafton going up against Fond du Lac St. Mary Springs. Beaver Dam is playing Harlan Arrowhead, and Sheboygan South taking on Waupun. Sectional number 7, Waukesha North is the number 1 seed. They await the winner of Whitefish Bay and Kenosha Bradford playing tonight. Also playing tonight down there, Monroe is going up against Greendale. Sectional number 1 is up in the northwestern part of the state. Hudson, the number 1 seed there, they await the winner of Spooner and Baldwin-Woodville. Amory is taking on Siren in another first-round game tonight. Sectional number 6, down in the Madison area, first-round games tonight, Sun Prairie playing at Oregon. Madison LaFalla taking on Madison Memorial. DeForest goes up against Middleton, and McFarland playing Wanakee. Sectional number 2 is over in the western part of the state. Shawamigan is playing at Marshfield tonight in a first-round game. Altoona taking on Ashland Washburn, and Medford is playing at Hobbs Ice Arena in Eau Claire, playing against the Eau Claire North Huskies. Eau Claire Memorial is the number 1 seed in that sectional. Also in sectional number 5 over in the Fox Valley, Appleton Xavier and Oshkosh North squaring off tonight, with the winner getting the distinct pleasure of taking on Green Bay Notre Dame in the next round. Also tonight, Manitowoc is playing De Pere. Green Bay Southwest is going up against Nina. The girls hockey tournament getting underway with some first round games tonight as well. Thursday night is when the girls hockey tournament will begin. And the Central Wisconsin Storm, the number 1 seed, has a first-round game with Medford. That's at Greenheck on Thursday night. The Marshfield Co-op squad will play Wisconsin Rapids. Rhinelander is at home against Tomahawk. Lakeland is on the road at Eagle River in girls hockey on Thursday night. We're at our first intermission, and the Lumberjacks trailing 1-0. We'll take one more quick time. I'll come back and get set to drop the puck for the second period. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Playoff Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the Lakeland Ice Arena, getting set for the second period. Lumberjacks trailing 1-0. Reminder, coming up on Friday night is the finale for boys basketball. It will actually be a triple header of basketball for you on Friday night. First up, Wausau East and Wausau West in a girls and boys basketball doubleheader. And that will be followed by DC Everest girls basketball as they take on Stevens Point on Friday night. All coming up right here on your home for Eastern Everest Sports, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And a reminder, of course, that all of our games can be heard as podcasts afterwards, after the broadcast is completed, on both FoxSportsWausau.com and also WSAU.com. If you want to catch up on games you might have missed, want to re-listen to some of the exciting action, just visit our websites, and you can do that. And don't forget still to come tonight, DC Everest playoff hockey as they take on Tomahawk at Greenhead. Chris Connolly will have the call when we are done here. All right, both teams at center ice getting set for the second period. It'll be Gabe McGinnity, Landon Dano, Andrew Dano out there for the Lumberjacks, Sam Romanski, and Trevor Holcomb. He's put a lot of pressure on the Lakeland goaltender Alex Moustakas in the first period, but he was up to the task, made some great saves, a couple of them from point-blank range. Let's see if he can keep the pressure on here and get one by him. They drop the puck at center ice. Puck is tied up right at the red line. Now dumped in by East. Andrew Dale shot that one in. It goes deep into the zone. T-Birds will grab it there and look to break it out. Comes out to the blue line. Held in by Romanski. Throws it at the net. That deflects wide down to the corner. Lumberjacks control it. Centering pass out on top. They couldn't hold the zone. Romanski's got to chase it down. He's under some pressure, poked away, and down into the far corner. Holcomb's trying to run it down there. Now Romanski has it knocked away again, but here comes East. They get the centering pass. Andrew Dano, one man to beat. Dano makes a move. It comes into the zone. Still with control of the puck. Now it's poked away from him down into the corner and sent it further than that all the way to the near boards. McGinnity tries to hold it in. Now Romanski held it in for a moment at the blue line. Now here comes Lakeland back the other way. They've got numbers. Had an offside call. Keepers got caught in. Nick Boyer was in a little quick that time, and offside is the call, and the faceoff will come out of the zone. 16:08 to play here in the second period. 1-0 Lakeland. The winner advances. The loser season is over. Cody Krasowski, Ben Feck, Austin Cummings out there for East. Nick Piscula and Jack Knuckles on defense. Puck is thrown into the corner by the T-Birds. The school is going to try to chase it down. Backhands it along the far boards. Cummings will try to tie it up there. Ben Feck looks to clear it. Held in, though, at the blue line and dumped to the opposite corner. Knuckles will run it down there. He's got some space. Looks. Now he'll skate. Put the pass ahead. Feck had it go off his stick at center ice. Krasowski tries to get a stick on it. Now it's poked away. The school sends the pass ahead. And here comes East into the zone. Jack Knuckles takes a shot that goes wide over to the near corner. Out to the point. Six slapper and a high shot. That got blocked off the stick of Piscula. Slides behind the net and over to the far corner. Lakeland will grab it there. Trying to get control of it. Now Krasowski comes in to pressure it a little bit and is able to knock it away. Centering pass goes out to the point. Held in by Ben Feck. Throws it to the opposite corner, grabbed though by the T-Birds, and here they come back the other way. They're going to get to the blue line and just snuff it in and get a change here. The school is going to be pressured, though. He's got to hurry. Send it behind his own net to Jack Knuckles. Knuckles sends the pass ahead, goes off the skate of Krasowski. He fans out of the clearing attempt, and it's sent back in deep by the T-Birds. Grabbed by Piscula, tries to avoid pressure in the corner and does nicely. Now pressured again, reverses, and now he needs to get rid of it. He's being double-teamed in the corner. And sends it over to Knuckles. Knuckles has it poke checked away. It's knocked down, loses his mouth guard. And Lakeland with the takeaway. Centering pass comes out to the point. There's a shot that got through and deflected to the corner. Over to the near boards. T-Bird still with it. Drop pass. And now it's grabbed by Piscula. So the Lumberjack sends it hard off the boards and around. Out to the blue line. Held in, though. Blocked before it got through by Knuckles. He's been out there for a long time. He needs to get off. McGinnity crosses center ice. He'll carry it into the zone. Stop. And take a shot that slowly slides through the crease down into the corner. Battle for it there. And here come the T-Birds out of the zone. Quickly ahead into the zone. Speed around the defense. Shot. Corner with a big save right there. Here comes McGinnity back the other way. Losing his stick was one of the T-Bird players. That was a Nick Boyer using his speed. Lumberjacks dumped it into the zone. over to the near boards. Landon Dean will try to hold it in. Now here comes Lakeland back again. This is Jack Durr. He's got the only goal of the game. Takes one man, miscarries, and it's shot. That was blocked by the blocker of Corbin up in the air. East will look to break it out. Andrew Dano, quick pass ahead. He's got McGinnity behind the defense. Goes off his stick all the way behind the Lakeland net. Moustakas will direct it to the near board. Held in. Bromanski with a hard wrister. That deflected up and over the top and out of play, and we get a whistle. 13:21 to play, second period. Still 1-0 Lakeland. Beckles has got to come out and get his mouth guard that's laying down here near the east net. Faceoff will come just outside the Lakeland zone. Eric Schumacher taking this faceoff for the Lumberjacks. Comes back to the near boards. Krasowski tries to grab it. Now it's thrown in deep by Schumacher. Lakeland will chase it down behind their own net, try a breakout pass. Held in, though, by Lumberjack, steering in by Feck. Centering pass, he had a man. That was Schumacher got taken down. There's a pass in front. Knocked away. Feck with a hard shot. That went off the post, I think. Battle behind the net for it, and now it was on the back of the net, and I think we get a whistle. Thought I heard something hit the post there. Feck took a hard shot from a tough angle. Faceoff is going to stay in the zone for the Lumberjacks. Actually, no, they're going to bring it out of the zone now. Faceoff will come out of the zone. Schumacher will take his faceoff again. Puck is loose now, grabbed by Krasowski, carries it in the slot, tries a backhander, that goes high over the top of the net. Schumacher down in the corner, trying to dig it out. Now Feck puts it up behind the net, Krasowski's got it, tries to center in front. Instead it was grabbed by the T-Birds, they look to carry it out. They get the pass over, now flicks the pass ahead, and out of the zone they come. Get it to center ice, they'll flick it in deep. Run down by Romanski. Puck slides slowly up against the far board. Schumacher looks to get it out and does, out of the zone. Lakeland was offside. They had to tag up. Now Holcomb tries a long pass ahead. That's grabbed. It's center ice by the T-Birds. They carry it in. Behind that centering pass. Oh, they had a man there, but his stick got lifted. Good defensive job by Trevor Holcomb right there. Puck comes out to center ice again. T-Birds will chase it down. Send the long pass ahead. That's grabbed by Romanski. Romanski looking, now gets rid of it. And that is going to be an icing call against the Lumberjacks. Icing the call against East with 11:56 to play here in the second period of a 1-0 game. East Hockey brought to you in part by Glenway Radiators, where quality and service go hand-in-hand. Glenway Radiators serving the community since 1964. We have not had a penalty in this game. Much different than the last time these two teams played up here. It's amazing what a different set of men in stripes will do. Puck comes behind the East net. And grabbed by Andrew Dill, sends the pass ahead. Now they get it across the blue line. Here's McKinnity. The schooler will knock it in and keep it in. Now they said it came out. It's going to be an offside call against East. The schooler couldn't hold the zone. Puck comes out side the blue line. And Landon Dino will take this draw for the Lumberjacks. It comes free to Skula. He's going to skate it into the zone. Flicking at the net. Moustakas has got to make a save on that. He catches it as, I think that was Feck who was slicing toward the net to try to get a rebound. Actually, that was McKinnity coming toward the net. So East will get another offensive zone faceoff. Landon Dino takes the draw. It's one back to Andrew Dino. Hook checked away from him onto the point. The schooler throws it at the net again, chipped in, and goes wide. Lumberjacks trying to hold the zone, and they do for a moment. Held in nicely there by Landendale. Comes loose now into the slot area, grabbed by the T-Birds, and they're going to flick it out of the zone. Comes to center ice. The schooler is going to grab it there. Cross-ice pass. Nobody there for the Lumberjacks. It does go into the zone where it's grabbed by the T-Bird defenseman. He looks to break it out along the boards. Held in, though, by Landon Dino. Comes free to the slot. Carries it in. Can he get a shot away? He shoots. Oh, that goes wide. Got a good shot away after his stick got lifted for a moment. Now Knuckles shoots from the blue line. That's held in right on net. Shot. No. Another shot. Rebound. And the net comes off. And no goal. Once again, the Lumberjacks putting all kinds of pressure on Alex Moustakas. And that time, the second or third rebound in the battle in front knocked the net off its moorings. And we get a whistle. One of these times, if the Lumberjacks keep putting pressure on, they're going to get one. You've heard the old expression, the goalie's standing on his head. That's what Alex Ousakis is doing tonight for Lakeland. 10:47 to play here, second period. 1-0 T-Birds. East sends it into the zone. T-Birds sending her out. Thunderbirds with it behind their own net, looking to break it out. Lumberjacks hold the zone for a moment. Now it comes out of the zone. They're going to wave off icing, so if the school has got to chase that one down. Romanski's got to chase that one down. He's being pressured, though. Needs to get rid of it. Dangerously carries it in front, gets it ahead to Feck. Feck's going to carry it ahead across center ice, into the zone, puts it in deep, and will give chase. Gets behind the defenseman, sends it over to the near corner, out to the point. Romanski is there. Fires it towards the net, it got through, and deflected to the corner. Battle for it there, Austin coming, centering pass, going there for East, out to the blue line. Romanski throws it at the net again, that was blocked, didn't get through. Comes out to the blue line again, once again, Romanski throws it down into the corner this time, and the puck comes loose behind the net. T-Birds will pick it up, send it out, held in by Holcomb. Knocks it in behind the net again, slides over to the near boards. Battle for it there. Comes out to the blue line. Romanski tees it up this time. Sends it in. It's in front. Oh, another open net this time, and he's shining it wide. Back in the corner with it. Now the Thunderbirds will just send it the length of the ice. They need to get a change, and they get an icing call with 9:30 to play, second period. That time there was a rebound, and Moustakas was down, but it looked like the East backhander went wide. And we get a whistle. Lumberjack Hockey brought to you in part tonight by CoVantage Credit Union. You're shipping more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Battle down to the corner. Out of the faceoff shot taken by the Lumberjacks. That deflects. Landed Deedle behind the net, trying to grab control of it. Stevens looked to break it out, and now they will. Send the pass out to center ice. Comes loose into the zone. Here they come. Backhanded shot. In front. And a save made. I think Corbett got a piece of that from point blank range. On the breakout by Blakeman. Now he's able to clear the zone. Thunderbirds will dump it in deep again, and it'll fly behind the East net. Jack Knuckles will pick it up there for the Lumberjacks. Send it hard off the boards ahead. Chipped ahead by McGinnity, but that will be an icing call against East with 8:54 to play here in the second period. 1-0, a Jack Dern goal back in the first period, the only scoring we have seen tonight, and we are still awaiting our first penalty of the evening. These coaches made a point of telling their players they had to stay out of the box tonight. They just couldn't play killing penalties all night like they did the last time they played. Here's a shot from the point by the T-Birds. That deflected, didn't get through. Knuckles sends it along the boards. Beck tries to clear it, comes out to the point again, sent in, that goes wide, comes to the near corner. Piscula trying to battle. And Schumacher there to help him. Thunderbirds grab control of it. Still battling here in the corner. Now it's poke checked away. Comes out to the point. It's a big front off the crossbar. And the Lumberjacks dodge one right there. Puck is still loose. East will clear it to the far board. Still in the zone, though. Held in by the T-Birds with the glove. Lumberjacks will now send it out. Did that come out of the zone? Now it will. Steph will carry it out. He'll carry it ahead. Hard shot by Lakeland goes off the crossbar. Beck dances through traffic. Fast backdoor shot. Oh, they couldn't get a shot away. Moustakas makes a glove save. Man, Krasowski was out of the back door that time. Good pass by Beck. And Moustakas once again gobbles it up with the glove, and it's still 1-0. The Lumberjacks have not outshot many teams this year. But they are doing it here tonight. Faceoff come, one back to the blue line. Romanski winds up, takes the shot, that's blocked. Backhanded shot in front, it's loose. And Moustakas was able to knock that one aside. Goes to the corner, comes out to the point. Holcomb will hold his own. Lakeland will grab the loose puck in the corner. Trying to break it out, still in the zone. Comes out to the point. Holcomb tries to hold it in, this time it's out. Lakeland's got a player skating ahead, but his defense is able to get back. They send it to Romanski. Romanski looks. Sends it off the boards out to center ice, grabbed there by the T-Birds, sent back the other way by Andrew Dale. Lakeland defense sends it ahead, flicked back the other way by Holcomb. Battle near the Lakeland blue line, kicked ahead by one of the T-Birds, now it's grabbed by Romanski. He's being pressured, sends it off the near boards. Andrew Dale will pick it up and carry it in. Send it towards the net, that goes wide to the corner. Held in by McGinnity, popped up in the air. Lake looks to clear it, and they do, off the center ice. They've got a man, now they've got a two-on-one, comes loose, though, to Romanski, and he sends it out of the zone again. Andrew Dale sends it ahead. McGinley's going to carry it in, give it to Landon Dale. Dale with a backhanded shot, Busetica supply, a bad save there. Holcomb will step up and hold the zone for East, but now the T-Birds have it. They send the pass ahead, and here come the T-Birds into the zone. They've got a man in front, there's a pass that's blocked away by Romanski. Now the first penalty of the night will come against the T-Birds. It's going to be a trip inadvertent. The stick of Jack Dern got caught in the skate of one of the Lumberjacks, but right in front of the official, and tripping will be the call, and East will get a power play here with 6:35 to play in the second period. First power play of the night for either team, and let's see if East can take advantage of it here and get the equalizer. 1-0 Lakeland, and they will have Peck, Knuckles, Andrew Dano, Landon Dano, and Sam Romanski. Landon and Andrew Dano just got done with a long shift, but they're going to be out there on the power play here. There's a shot thrown in that was blocked, goes down to the corner. Peck's going to go down there and grab it. Puck pops up in the air, and Lakeland able to clear it out. Grabbed it center ice, a bouncing puck grabbed by Romanski. Sends the pass ahead. Going to be sent in deep. Lakeland able to grab that one and send it the length of the ice. Beck will chase it down. What are we going to have here? They're going to call a face-off in the East defensive zone. I'm not quite sure why that face-off was called, but Lumberjacks, and now another player goes down. They let him play on. East will grab the loose puck, and here comes Jack Knuckles. He's going to bring it ahead. Knuckles will skate it across center ice. He'll get clobbered into the boards, and the puck will come deep into the zone. Let's see if East can get control of it here. There's three Lakeland skaters down there trying to grab control of it and trying to clear it. Comes around the boards and grabbed by Romanski out near the point. Goes D to D. Can they hold the zone? No, it comes out. East needs to tag up. Romanski almost spanned on that pass attempt. Now he gets it back, sends it in deep. Knuckles has got to chase it in. Can he win the race? Landon Dana will grab control of it along the boards. 46 seconds remaining of the man advantage, carrying it behind the net. Landon Dana off to the point. This is Feck. Feck looks. Down low again to Landon Dana. He's under pressure. Sends it to Andrew Dana behind the net. He sends it over to Knuckles. Back to a pass. Oh, Landon Dano couldn't get a stick on it. He had a shot, had a chance. There's a big slamper. That deflects down to the corner off the stick of Ben Peck. He's still with it. Cross ice to Peck again. He skates it in. Back door. One timer. Knuckles, no. Rebound, no. Now another goal. And a goal. The equalizer. Landon Dano keeps digging and knocks it in. And finally, after all that offensive pressure, East is able to get one past Lustakis. And we're tied at one here with 4:48 to play in the second period. Power play goal, I think it's Landon Dano on the far end who got about the third rebound on that one. And we are tied at one. And that fires Ian Corbett up. He comes out of the goal to congratulate his power play unit. And we are back to even here with 4:48 to play in the second period. I figured this was going to be a close game, and that is what we see, at least on the scoreboard. Lumberjacks have taken the play to Lakeland for much of the night. They just don't have a whole lot of goals to show for it. Here come the T-Birds into the zone. You don't want to get one right back. They've got a man in front. And now the man gets knocked down in the crease. They let him play on. Romanski with it in the corner for the Lumberjacks. Wants to clear it out and does. Here comes Gabe McGinley. McGinley's going to skate it ahead into the zone. Makes a move. Now looks. Tries to pass it in front, and it's in front, but the T-Birds will grab it there, and they come back the other way. They've got a 3-on-2. He's furiously back-checking. Poked to the corner by Romanski. Behind the net. Big check right there, and Romanski sends it around to the near boards. Comes out to the point. Held in by the T-Birds. They send it behind the net again. That'll be into the East net. Romanski needs to get rid of it. He got his pocket pick. No, he cycle it back the other side, and now cleared out by McGinley. That's going to go the length of the ice. Icing is the call. East wanted to get a change here with 3:48 to play in the second. 1-1 the score. Lumberjack Hockey is brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care. With clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, or visit them online at bonejoint.net. Face off in the east zone. It's loose in the slot. Andrew Dino able to clear it ahead. Ben Fecht's going to carry it. Lost the handle on it and poked away and out of the zone by the T-Birds. Puck grabbed by the Lumberjacks. Here's Piscula with it at center ice. He'll flick it in deep. All the way around to the far corner. T-Birds are there to grab it, and they want to break it ahead. Here they come out of the zone. Grabbed, though, by Piscula and flipped right back in. Thunderbirds grab it and skate behind their own net. Try a long pass ahead. They've got a man cherry-picking out here near the blue line, but Knuckles was back to cover that. And here comes East back the other way. Feck will get to the blue line and dump it in behind the Lakeland net. And a good breakout pass right there. Here come the T-Birds again. Cross-ice pass. And into the zone they jump. Centering pass, though, knocked away by Piscula and avoids committing the penalty as the puck comes to the near boards and it cleared out. Went to the ice. That's going to be another icing call against East. Andrew Deedle just sent it all the way to the other end, and both teams will get another change here. 2:46 to play, second period, still 1-1. A first period goal for Lakeland, a second period goal here for the Lumberjacks, and they get another defensive zone faceoff here. And the puck comes loose. Krasowski able to get it to the blue line. Did he clear it? Apparently not. Now East will clear it out. Austin Cummings. Now Krasowski's going to try to win the race on the forecheck. He's able to put some pressure on the T-Birds as they look to break it out. Bouncing puck is held in by Holcomb for the moment. Then taken out to center ice. Puck took checked away from by Cummings, but here comes Lakeland, and it's only going to be in front. Oh, tough shot. And that went wide from a tough angle all the way out of the zone. Lakeland had a man coming in front, but they couldn't get the puck to him. Here comes the puck back into the zone, grabbed by Sam Romanski. Skates in front, needs to clear it, and does off the boards to center ice. And now picked up by Schumacher. He's got Krasowski in front. Schumacher, the pass out. Krasowski couldn't handle the pass. It goes to the corner. Romanski steps up and holds the zone for a moment. Puck down deep. And now the T-Birds will carry it out. Big check right there by Cummings. Puck comes out of the zone. Flip back the other way by Sam Romanski. A minute 46 to play here, second period. T-Birds will pick up the loose puck and try to send it ahead, and they do. They've got a man who's cruising out by the blue line. Now here they come into the zone. They send it off the side of the net on a hard backhander from a tough angle. Romanski will grab it and clear it out to center ice again. A minute 28 remaining in the period. T-Birds grab it, carrying it right back in. They've got some speed on the ice right now. Centering pass goes through the crease. Nobody there for the Thunderbirds. Now over skating the puck, and Andrew Dana will take it out. He gets ridden into the boards hard, and he's able to get the puck in the zone. Dumped back out by the T-Birds and then flipped right back in by Jack Knuckles. Puck down behind the Lakeland net where they have it. East is going to play defense here and stay back. Not trying to pressure it too much as we go under a minute to play in the second period. I think they'll be very happy to go in tied here at the end of two. But here's a puck taken away for a moment. Now sent down to the zone by the Lumberjacks. Once again, here comes Dave McGinnity. He got past the defense but then poke checked away from behind. Lakeland sends a long pass ahead. That should be an icing call. They wave it off. They wave off the icing. Lumberjacks grab the loose puck behind their own net. Knuckle sends a long pass ahead. Caught by McGinnity. Skates it into the zone. Takes a shot from the blue line. Lasakis will direct that up and out of play, and we get a whistle. 31 seconds to play here. Second period. 1-1 the score. Playoff hockey. Win or go home. And East will send out Krasowski, Cummings, and Ben Feck along with Knuckles and Romanski here. Problem's going to be with the short bench, how much East will have left in the tank in the third period. Romanski gets it out the blue line. Can he get a shot away? No, it's in the slot. Now here comes Lakeland back the other way. Big check by Romanski at center ice. Stands up. Now Lakeland's got a man behind the defense. And a good job by Feck. Centering pass, though, is knocked away by Lumberjacks. Good defense by Feck as he went down to block that. Centering attempt. Lumberjacks will send it back in from center ice. It's behind the Lakeland net. Sent over to the near boards. And that's how. Now a shot right at the end of the period. Deflects wide. And the second period comes to an end. But the Lumberjacks putting all kinds of pressure on Lakeland here tonight. Lusakis has been very good. But he gave up one there in the second period on a third rebound. And we are tied at one after two periods. We'll take a timeout, recap the scoring, look at the other games going on, look ahead to the schedule as well. Here is high school sports for the winter season winding down fast. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Playoff Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.